Yisrael.
Yes.
Okay, there was a holy tzaddik known as the Maharam Shif. Maharam Shif. In some yeshivas, the Maharam Shif is studied extensively. Maharam Shif is known for his penetrating pshat in Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. Like the marshas that no one learns in the back of the Gemara, unfortunately. But if you look in Maseches Chulin, so hidden in the back are these couple of pages, Drushim Nechamadim Maharam Shif. Really amazing little things, little teachings from the Maharam Shif, B'derech Drush, Drushim Nechamadim. And there's one that my father showed me many years ago. He first heard from Rabbi Aaron Feigenbaum. And he says the following, and I want to try to unlock the little secret of it. Now, the Maharam Shif is not really the starting point of this year. But since that was the starting point in my experience with this year, so I want to start there and try to unlock. You'll see what's contained in these couple of cryptic words, if you can even read it. The pasuk says in Bishalach, I'll read you the pasuk. The full pasuk says, "Vayikach sheish meos rechev bachur." That Paro took 600 rechev bachur, chariots which were bachur, elite chariots, choice chariots, the best chariots. V'chol rechev Mitzrayim, and all the chariots of Egypt. Vishal Yishim al Kulo, with officers on them all. So before we see anything, ask me a question on the pasuk. And Paro took 600 choice chariots, all of the chariots of Egypt.
Are they all?
Well, if you took all the chariots, then obviously you took 600. Why do I need to say both? Says the Maharam Shif, a very fascinating and deep secret. He says, "Vayikach sheish meos rechav." Paro took pashup shot. Paro took 600 chariots. So says the Maharam Shif, "Vayikach sheish meos rechav." You got it?
No.
Vayikach sheish, take six meos rechav.
Take six away from
Rechav. So you start. So Rechav is 222. Veikach sheish. What's a lomar mispar sheish? Meos Rechav. Klomar mitevas Rechav. Nishar bachur. Veikach sheish. Meos Rechav. Paro took six away from the number 222, and he was left with bachur, which is 216. Shkayach Paro. Nishar Bachur, Reish Yud Vav, Gematria Aryeh, Aleph Reish Yud, he didn't give us the hey here, but he's obviously spelling Aryeh. Reish Yud Vav, Beklipa Vichulu. Good? Everyone good? So Paro took 6 from 222, and he was left with 216. Which is the gematria of Aryeh and Reshut Vav Beklipa, and 216 on the negative side. Aryeh on the positive side, Reshut Vav on the negative side. Paro took 222 chariots, and then he took away 6, and he was left with 216. Anyone? Right, that's how I felt. So when my father first showed this to me years ago, I said, that's really interesting, but I have no idea where he got this. I have no idea what he's talking about. But Baruch Hashem, let's try to unlock the secret here. Okay? Because the Maharam Shif is not the first one to discuss this. He's hinting to something, which I don't know how he ever would have imagined we'd be able to know what it is, had we not discovered it. So let's see. Miyalkut Ruveni. Miyalkut Ruveni, unlike the Yalkut Shimoni, which is a collection of Midrashim, what we would call normal Midrashei Chazal, right, the various, you know, more mainstream midrashim. Yalkut Ruveni is a collection of midrashim, as well as lesser-known midrashim, Kabbalistic works. It's a yalkut, it's a collection, right, of various things arranged by the Parshios, sometimes things that are found in regular midrashim, sometimes things found in Rishonim, sometimes things found in Kabbalistic works. You always find interesting things in the Yalkut Ruveni. So the Yalkut Ruveni writes the following. Now you can see at the end, he always tells you where he got it from. So you see at the end of the paragraph, he got this from Kavanas Ari. This is scattered in different places, some places more Baricha, some places more Bekitzer, in the Kisvei Arizal. But here's a good synopsis of the question the Arizal asked in the Likutei Torah and the Shaar Karvanos and in other places as well. So the Arizal asked the Pashup Shah question. V'kasha, the sheish meos rechev v'chol rechev Mitzrayim halo b'chlal masayim mana. Included in 200 is 100. So let's say Paro had 10,000 chariots. So it says he took 600 and then he took all of his chariots. So once you say he took all of his chariots, obviously he took the 600 chariots. B'chlal masayim mana, within 200 is 100. Why the repetition? Ela kosu balo dia kavanasa shel Paro. Rather, the Torah is hinting to us here in Parshas B'Shalach a secret about Paro's intentions in chasing after Klal Yisrael. Now we have to take a time out and quote what we quote often from the Ur Gedaliah, which is what? The Ur Gedaliah says when you see things like this, it doesn't necessarily mean, although it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it doesn't automatically mean that Paro had this Kavanah. Lav Dafka, Paro himself had this Kavanah. You read that Haman had this idea, and Achashverosh had that idea, and the Yavanim wanted to do this, and Paro wanted to do that. So Gedaliah Shur writes in his writings on Moadim, he says, he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, that afalpi de'iu lo chazi mazlaihu chazi. Sometimes a person doesn't see it with his own physical eyes, but his body senses something, his mazel sees something. So whatever was guiding Paro to do what he did, lav dafka, he says, oh yeah, I can teach you Kavanas Arizal. Lav dafka, Paro was holding Kavanas Arizal. But the Torah that recorded it for us wants us to discover these secrets. So says the Arizal. The question is, how did Paro have the chutzpah? Is that a good sign or a bad sign? How did Paro...
Have an
elastic
also.
How did Paro... Yeah, the light went right back on. How did Paro have the chutzpah to chase after Klal Yisrael? Ela kosov ba lo hodia kavanasa shel Paro. Heich male libo lirdof acher Yisrael b'sol chayam. How could Paro be so foolish as to chase Klal Yisrael into the Yam? Valo kvarnis yare mimoshiyan. That Paro was afraid of the savior of the Jewish people. And what was Paro's plan? Ah, I know how I can beat the system. Vinishachim ledonim b'mayim. Acher shekvar nishma shelo yavi mabel olam. I know that Hashem is not going to bring a mabel to the world. So if I abuse the Jews with water, then God won't be able to get me. But Paro, don't be an idiot. You're running right into the sea. I mean, you're basically asking for it. After torturing Jewish babies and throwing them into the water, you would think if God's going to really get you, midah kenegad midah, He's going to get you in the water, even if He's not going to flood the whole world. And Paro, when you run into the water, of course Hashem, midah kenegad midah, you're going to get... Why would you think that you could chase Klal Yisrael into the water? How foolish are you, Paro? So the answer is, Paro wasn't so foolish. Paro had a plan. And the plan is found in these words, Vayikach sheish, meos rechev, bachor, what the Maharam Shif is hinting to. El lefi sheyada shebekoach sheim shal ayin beiz, yatsu yisrami mitzrayim, dehainu ayin beiz sheimos hakodesh, kol sheim shal gimel osios olim resh yud vav osios, uvau bishlosha ksuvim, vayisa, vayavo, vayet, gematria aryeh, Upnei Aryeh Miyamin. What? There are three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. And there's a Rashi on Shas. That's going to be very surprising to you if you've never seen it. What's he talking about? Let's say it outside and then we'll read the words again because I want you to see what we just read. There's three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach right before we get to Az Yashir, right before, right? As Paro is about to race into the water, the pasuk says, "Vayisa Malach Elokim haholich lefnei Machane Yisrael veyelach meachareihem." The Malach Elokim that was traveling before Klal Yisrael went behind them to block them, to protect them. The next pasuk, "Vayavo bein Machane Mitzrayim." The next pasuk, "Vayet Moshe Yado al Hayam." Three pesukim in a row. If you ever see in the Sfarim that it refers to Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet, it's talking about these three pesukim in Parshas B'Shalach: Perek Yudalid, pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chaf, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chaf, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Now what's special about these three psukim? Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. Those are the first three words of the psukim. Vayisa Malach Elokim, the Malach went behind to protect them. Vayavo, the Malach stood between Machane Yisrael and the Machane of the Egyptians. And then Vayei Moshe, Moshe stretched out his hand. What's special about these three psukim? Three psukim in a row. And each pasuk has exactly 72 letters. Okay, so what? So we've heard of something called the Shem Ayin Beis. The Shem Ayin Beis. What's the Shem Ayin Beis? It's not really the 72 letter name of God, it's the 72 part name of God. It's made up of clusters of three letters. 72, you make the best faces. 72 three letter clusters for a total of 72 times 3 is?
216.
Okay? So now let's pause. Let's pause. That is secrets tonight. The mom is secrets tonight.
72 letters?
Each of these three psukim in a row, each one has exactly 72 letters. A total of 216 letters. And these three psukim make up the 72 letter or 72 part name of Hashem. The Shem Ayin Beis. As he's referring to it here. Let's read the words inside again. Come back to Yaakov Ruveni. Let's read again inside. Again, what was power thinking chasing Klai Yisrael into the Yah? How foolish could you possibly be? We're on page 2. It says the Yaakov Ruveni in the fifth line, where it's bracketed, Elevisha Yodah Shebekoach Shem Shal Ayin Beis Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim. Paro knew that with the 72 letter name of Hashem, the Jews would leave Mitzrayim. The Hainu Ayin Beis Shemos Hakodesh. These 72 names of God. Each one is a little name of Hashem. Each one of these three letter clusters is a name of Hashem. And I'll show you how it appears in Shas in a second. If anyone knows where it appears in Masechta Sukkah, you can call it out. Kol Shem Shel Gimel Osios Olim Resh Yud Vav Osios. So again, 72 letters in each of these three psukim, a total of 216 letters. Uval B'Shlosha K'suvim Vayisa Vayavo Vayet. So now you know what he's talking about. Now you know how to read this Yalkut Ruveni. Three psukim in a row, Parshas B'Shalach, each one containing 72 letters. A total of 216 Gematria Aryeh U'Penei Aryeh Miyamin. And in the Merkava, on the Kisei, Aryeh is to the right. The right is the side of Chesed. What's the gematria, by the way, of the word Chesed?
72.
So these three psukim, right, are three psukim that indicate the Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch is about to perform for us as we cross the Yam. Now, Paro wants to stop this. Paro knows about the secret of 216, and he wants to put an end to it. Chesed's on the right side, right? Yamin. Yemincha Hashem, Nadari Bakalach, Yemincha Hashem Teratsoyev. A lot of Yemin by the Yam. Usually a person has a right and a left. No, by the Yam it's all Yemin. Three psukim in a row, Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. Lots of Chesed. Okay? Vihine Gamu Lokach Misitra. Look inside in the Yaakov Ruveni. Vihine Gamu Lokach Misitra de Misavusa. Paro took from the side of Tuma, Misavusa means Tuma, so Unkelah translates Tame, Resh Yod Vav Shemos, HaTuma. Paro took 216 in Tuma, Lihilachim Im HaKadusha, to fight against the Kedusha. So that's what it means, Vayikach Kol Rechav Mitzrayim. He took all of Rechav, he took 222, and then he was Lakach Shesh, Vitevos Meos, Perusho Os, Lashon Osios HaTorah. Like the Maharam Shif told us, Vayikach, that Paro took Sheish Meos Rechev. He took 6 away from 222 for a total of 216. And that's how Paro was going to fight back against these three psukim of Chesed, these 216 letters of Kedusha, these 72 parts of that name of HaKadosh Baruch. And that's Vayikach Sheish Meos Rechev. He took 6 away from 222. Bachur. Bachur is 216. So Paro understood that if I have 216, then I could stop the Jews by the Yam. Why did Paro fail? Concludes the Yalkut Ruveni. V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu heifir machshavaso v'kilkul acheshbon shelo natol echad mehem. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoiled the plan because one of them was not taken. What does it mean one of them was not taken? See, Paro himself survived. Whatever chariot Paro was riding in didn't really go into the Yam. Which means that there was a koach of 216 mitzad Kedusha and 215 mitzad Tama. So we won by the Yam. And that's what the Pasuk says, concludes the Alkid Ruveni. There was only 215 by them. Vizehu Paro v'chelo yara v'yam. And that's what it means. Paro and his Paro and his officers and his chariots and all of his people, Yara Bayam, were cast into the sea. Yara is 2:15. Good. Nice, no? Torah's pretty nice. So where does this come up in Shas? Justin, where does it come up in Shas?
I have another question.
Where does it come up in Shas? Where does it come up in Sukkah? Where does it come up in Sukkah? In the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah on Daf Memhei Amud Aleph. Sukkah Daf Memhei Amud Aleph. It says, "B'chol yom makivin atzam esbech pamachas v'omrim ona Hashem hoshiana, ona Hashem atzlichana." Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we don't say ona Hashem. What do we say instead? Ani v'ho hoshiana. What's the gematria of ona Hashem? Don't get too excited. It's a new number. We haven't seen it in this year yet. Ana is 52. Hashem is 26. That's 78. Ana Hashem. Ana Yudkei Vavkei. What's Ani Vaho? Rav Yehuda says, don't say Ana Hashem, say Ani Vaho. Ani is 61. Vaho is 17. It's also 78. Okay, so you're saying the same thing in a different way, Rav Yehuda. But what does it mean? What's Ani Vaho? Who's Vaho? That's the last time I'm probably going to say those three letters, because that's a name of Hashem. Okay? And right? Aleph, Nun, Yud, and Vav, Hey, Vav are names of Hashem. Three-letter names of Hashem. In these three psukim, of 72 letters, the first name of Hashem, the first cluster of three letters, is Vav, Hey, Vav. Now, how do you get that? So you need to know one last thing. And you're going to be shocked that this, you're going to say, this is a Rashi in Shas? Yes, this is a Rashi in Shas. Ready for a Kabbalistic Rashi? I don't know a more Kabbalistic Rashi in Shas. Not that I know so many Rashis in Shas. But no one's ever told me, people who do know, no one's ever told me that there's a more Kabbalistic Rashi than this one. This is a very famous and peculiar Rashi. Rashi says, Sukkah Mem Hayim and Aleph, Anivaho, Bigamatria Ana Hashem. Ani Vaho is 78, Ana Hashem is 78. Va'or mishivim ushtayim shemos, hein ha'nekuvim b'shalosh v'kros asmuchim v'parshas v'ayhi b'shalach, v'ayisa v'ayavo v'ayeit. Rashi says there are three psukim v'parshas b'shalach that have 72 letters each. And Rashi says, from this we make the shem ha'meforash. We make the 72 part name of God. How do you do it? Now this is a key point. Rishona shall pasuk rishon, achrona shall emtsai, v'rishona shall achro. What the Svarim call yosher, v'hafuch, v'yosher. Forwards, backwards, forwards. You take the first letter of the first pasuk, you take the last letter of the second pasuk, you take the first letter of the third pasuk. So the first letter of the first pasuk is vayisa, the vav. The last letter of the second pasuk is kol halayla, is hey. The first letter of the third pasuk, vayeit, is vav. So the first name to emerge of the 72, again, three-letter combination names of Hashem, is vav, hey, vav. Okay? To get the second name of Hashem, you take the second letter of the first pasuk, the second to last letter of the second pasuk, and the second letter of the third pasuk. And that's how you produce all 72 clusters of this name of Hashem. The 37th combination is Aleph, Nun, Yud. So that's Ani, Vaho. You take the, Ani is the 37th name of Hashem. Vav, Hey, Vav is the first name of Hashem. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you should say, why he says take the first one and the 37th one is a great question, and totally not for now. Okay? But this is the secret of these three psukim. And this is what Paro tried to topple by the sea. Paro said, I'm going to bring out the negativity. I'm going to bring out Reish Yud Vav of Tumah. Can I get the Reish Yud Vav of Kedusha? And in the end, the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to the rescue. Now, I want to point out that this was an ongoing battle. This is not something that just started. At the sea, it came to its peak. The two sides of Kedusha and Tumah were clearly defined, but there are many, 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 many times that this battle was, you know, lying behind the scenes. Go back to the beginning of Judaism. Go back to the one who first recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu. B'nai Yisrael writes in his Mamar on Shabbos, in the Maimer Ner Shabbos. He says, we know, you don't have it in front of you, that the Gemara tells us, the last daf in our Masechta, Kedushin, that Avram kept, Kol HaTorah Kuli, kept all the mitzvahs. Avram even kept the mitzvah of Erev. Different Nuschos, Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tchumen, but Avram Avinu, the founder of Klal Yisrael, the Ish Chesed par excellence, whose Chesed was so outstanding that his tent was open on all four sides, Avram, whose Midah is Chesed, Avram was into Erev. Why does the Gemara say he's into Erev? Why Erev? Why is that? He even did Erev. Avram's involved with Erev. Because, says the Bnei Yisrael, Erev, very good. Erev, the letters of Erev are Ayin, Beis, Reish, Yud, Vav. Ayin, Beis, Reish, Yud, Vav. Ayin, Beis, we said is Gematria Chesed. Ayin, Beis, is each of these psukim that has Ayin, Beis, 72 letters. For a total of 3 psukim, Reish, Yud, Vav. So Erev is the secret of the Shem Ayin, Beis, which is made up of Reish, Yud, Vav, 216 letters. That's why Avram Avinu was into Erev. Okay. There's another Yalkut Ruvaini in Parshas Kisisa. Yalkut Ruvaini in Kisisa has a cheshbon that each of the luchos, there were 2 of them, the Gemara says there were 6 by 6 tzvachim, but the Yalkut Ruvaini has a cheshbon that if you cheshbon it from the different sides, the luchos actually, each luach was 108 tzvachim. Each of the luchos was 108 tefachim. So if I have 2 luchos, that's 216. Okay? Also, after Klal Yisrael gets themselves into a lot of trouble by Chir Egel, Klal Yisrael gets into a lot of trouble by Chir Egel, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is deciding, should I forgive them? Should I not forgive them? Yeah? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm going to forgive you. Vayavur Hashem al panov, vayikra Hashem Hashem kil rachum v'chanun. Yeah, those unbelievable words of Rachmanis that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Vayavur. Look at the word vayavur again. Ayin beis reish yud vav. Ayin beis reish yud vav. Vayavur. Now in Mitzrayim, this has been brewing for a while. Also, it finally concluded. At the Yam. At the Yam is when, again, Paro says, I'm going to put a stop to this Koach of Chesed that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. And I'll remind you again what Rav Judah said on Sunday, that the Pashup Shad in the word Pesach means Chemla, Rachmanis, Chesed. It's the Yom Tov of Chesed. Pesach is called Shabbos in the Torah, because it's Kvi of Akaima. It's a Serusa Delaila. It's nothing of your own. It's just Rachmanis Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. But really, at the beginning of time, at the beginning of Shemos, we see that Paro is sensitive, that Bnei Yisrael have this Koach and it bothers him. Vayomer elamo, Paro says to his people, Hineam b'nei Yisrael, Rav atzum imenu, the Jews are becoming too numerous. We need to do something with them. Havan is chakmalo, pan yerbev, ahayaki, granim b'chamal, they're going to fight against us. Says the Chassam Sofer, Am b'nei Yisrael, Rav atzum, look at the Rashi Tevos, Am b'nei Yisrael, Rav atzum, ayin beiz reishud vav. So Paro knows about this. Paro knows about this, and Paro is very nervous about this. Okay? So now we'll learn a Shtikl Torah from Rav Nosson Gestetner. There's a lot of Gedolim I always say that I have regret that I never got to meet. Rav Nosson Gestetner is a Gadol I was zochet to meet. Baruch Hashem. Passed away in 2010. He was only 78 years old when he passed away. It's unbelievable. Volumes and volumes of Shas and Chuvos, volumes on Shas, volumes on all 5 books of Torah, volumes on all the Mo'adim. A volume on Pirkei Avos, unbelievable, bucky, really a gon, in the literal sense of the word, someone who had real mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula. Descendant of Chassam Sofer, descendant of Rabbi Kiv Eger, Panami Eros, Meir Eisenstadt. Okay, so here's what he writes. This is in the Lohar Snasan of Parshas B'Shalach, but it also appears in the second volume on Mu'adim, the exact same piece. Vayikach on page 3. Vayikach sheish meos rechem b'chor v'chor rechem mitzvayim v'sholishim al kulam. B'sefer akavanos la'arizal b'sofo piresh ki yetzias mitzvayim haitzal yedei shem ayin beiz, that name of chesed, v'chol shem yesh bo gimel osios, and therefore 3 times 72 is 216. Hulu mazeratza paro likach reish yudvav mitzad aklipo lachnias Yisrael. I'm not translating because we know everything here already. Vayikach sheish Sheish mispar vav meos hainu meos yos rechev, which creates bachor 216. Venir mazgam b'chidushe maharam shif in his chidushe agados at the end of Maseches Chulin. Okay, good. It's nice to come to a piece of Nelson Gishtender, you know exactly what he's talking about. Great. So Rav Nelson Gishtender asked a question that none of us would have thought to ask. So Paro, so just take 216. Why do you have to take 222 and take away 6 to get 216? Right? What's the secret of 222? Ah. So look what he says. V'adayin tzarech bir, where it's underlined. D'amai lokach mispar recha. Why did he take 222? And then v'hechsem menu sheish. He took away 6. Halomitchi la'ayachol l'kachas rach reishit vav. Start with 216. So he says, Moir the Kachinish. Ready for this? Look what he says. V'yesh lomar al pi shas psachem. The Gemara of Psachem describes that la'asid lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a suda letzadikim. Who's going to bench? You ever think about that? A lot of good candidates. They say to David, you should lead the benching. You lead the benching. But David Omer, you're right. David says, you don't have to be mechabed with benching. I plan on benching. I was planning on leading the benching. You don't have to offer it to me. Ani avarich, but lead not avarich. Says the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yates, I'm going to bench and I deserve to bench. Shneamar kos Yeshua's Essa. David Melach says, kos Yeshua's Essa, I deserve to bench. What's the pshat? The Gemara in Yoma tells us that the kos of David Melach, la'al madase, reish chaf aleph luga, kaminyan kosi rivaya. David Melach's cup is going to hold 221 lug, because kosi rivaya is 221. So it says, Rav Nosson Gishtendler, Zatzal, Zichatzad, V'Kadosh Rav Rach, he puts together these two Gemaras. HaReisha Kochol Shel David, Hu Kaminyan Reish Chaf Aleph, the Koch of David is Reish Chaf Aleph, 221. V'nei Paro HaRasha, made the following Cheshbon, B'Shas Yisias Mitzrayim, he says, hold on a second, maybe the Jews are heading towards the Gula Shlema, maybe Malchus Beis David, the final Geula is about to take place. Zochen miyad leGeula Shleim b'shiya yidei Malchus Beis David, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised through Yaakov in Ulo Yasser Shevin Yehuda. And therefore, Paro says, if David's koach is Reish Chaf Aleph, then I'm going to take the koach of Reish Chaf Beis. Rotz alachnias kochos shel David shu Reish Chaf Aleph, hayidei shalakach rechev. So he starts off by taking one more than David. Where do we see the concept that something which is one more than something else means it has the upper hand? Where do we always go to say that this is a legitimate concept in Pnimius the Torah?
Remembering and forgetting.
Okay, that's a good one. Where else? Where else? Give me an example from 500 years ago. Someone who used this to explain something. It's a key component to explaining one of the major Yom Tovim, the Rabbanan, Chanukah. Yavon is Gematria 66. Heichal is Gematria 65. Who says this? The Maharal. The Maharal explains to us, take a look. This is a famous Maharal, you should know this Maharal. The Maharal explains to us, two lines from the bottom on page 3, Kamosha Kosam Maharal Miprag, and they say for Ner Mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Kishin Nichnesu Yevanim Leheichal. How could the Tamedika Yevanim enter into the Heichal? Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebeheichal. And why couldn't they be Metame, that last jar of oil? Because Yavan has a koach over the Heichal, but not a koach over the Kodesh Kadashim. What was the Pach Shemin sealed with? The seal of the Kohen Gadol. That's the world of Kodesh Kadashim. But Yavan was able to go into the Heichal, into the outer main sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Says the Maharal, Ki Heichal b'gematria samach hei, v'ilu Yavan b'gematria samach vav.
Charlie John 67.
So 66 overpowers 65. Yeah? Sometimes it doesn't work out that way, though. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Okay, now we're going to see what Paro's Kavana was. Paro's Kavana was, let's take 222 to overpower 221, which is David HaMelech. Right? But sometimes it doesn't automatically, you can't automatically just one up. It doesn't automatically work that way. Here it worked. Yavan was able to go into Heichal. But it doesn't automatically, it's not always the case that you can one up something. I'll give you an example where it looked like something one up something else and it didn't. When Klal Yisrael In Klal Yisrael, we're being mekabel the Torah, the foundation of all mitzvahs. The first mitzvah in the Rambam is Emunah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yetzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael made an eagle. Did the eagle undo the Anochi Hashem Elokecha that they heard directly from Hashem? No. Medrash Yiras Shir, we've quoted in the past, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is etched onto the Jewish soul. The Pintel Yid can never be erased. And even Chet Eagle, which is mamish so terrible, right? Hashem says, I'm still not going to forget. I'm not going to forget our original relationship, even though you cheated on me so soon after. The mashal of Chazal, the Medrash, the Rabbi Nachman brings the Sichas Aran. Right? Standing at the chuppah, already looking at who you're going to marry next. When you're standing next to the woman you're marrying, already looking in the crowd, who else would be, you know, what other pretty girls out there for me to marry? That's basically what the Eagle was. The mamash being mekabel the Torah, and at the same time, they're looking around for other gods. But in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, Gam Eila Shachachta. I'll forget about Eila. I'll forget about Eila Elohecha Yisrael. I'll forget about the Eagle. But I won't forget about what? The Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So I was thinking a few years ago, it looks superficially that Eagle one-ups Amunah. Because Eagle is 103 and Amunah is 102. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem. Banim is 102. At the Seder, if you got it to Levincha, Levincha is 102. So it looks like the permanent relationship of a parent to a child, which is a permanent relationship. It looked like the Eagle 103 was going to destroy it. Afterwards, I found this in the writings of the Gra. I was very excited. The Gra brings this idea that there was a Havamina that Eagle 103 could one up 102, but it's simply not true. Because the 102 was absolute. Banim is absolute. You can divorce your wife, you can't divorce your child. You can't erase Anochi Hashem Elokecha. No matter what you use, no matter what aveira you use to try to scrub it out, the eagle will never erase Emunah. Okay, so it's not always true that you can just one-up something. But it worked by Yavan, and Paro thought it was going to work by the Yam. So Paro took for himself, what? 222 to overpower what? David HaMelech's 221. It says, Rav Natan Geshtender in the 8th or 9th line, Ulam kasher radaf Paro achar Yisrael v'igil Yamsuf haven Paro sha'adayin lo zach Yisrael l'gula shlema ulamalchus beis David. But when Paro got to the Yam, he said, no, this is not the final gula. He realized this is not the final gula. I don't need to bring 222 because this is not 221. All I need to bring here by the Yam is what? Vayisa v'yavo v'yed. I need to bring 216 because Vayisa v'yavo v'yed is 216 letters of chesed that Hashem is trying to save Klai Yisrael with. So therefore, Paro did what? Vayikach sheish me'os rechev. He took away 6. I don't need 222. I only need 216. So that was the Vayikach sheish me'os rechev. Kisagi le'bo'os yos reishi devav, which is 3 times 72, and that would be enough. Yeah? Good? What does the Pasuk say? Shalishim al kulo, officers on all the chariots. The Rav Natan Geshtender says, Shalishim al kulo alludes to what? These three psukim. Shalishim al kulo, these three psukim. These three psukim, yeah.
Why, going by that logic, wouldn't Paro do 217?
Right. So if Paro had this cheshbon of one-upping, why didn't he take 270? That's a good question. I mean, when do we say, Zelu mazel selokim? Right, when do we say Koheles Perek Zayin plus a Gedalet that we can go mamish equal kochos is enough to put up a fight? And when do we try to one up? It's a good question. I don't have an answer. Why didn't Paro take 217? It's a good question. 217 is there's something to talk about 217. There is something to talk about 217, but why Paro? We have to go for Paro's Chedron. Paro said 216. So okay. So good. Next paragraph. V'nei l'umas rechev Paro mitzad klipa. So now, think about it. Paro wanted to take 222 to fight against David. Let's go back to the Suda of Tzadikim. Yeah, we're still on page 4. The bottom right hand paragraph. We go back to the Suda of Tzadikim. Who's going to lead the benching? David HaMelech. David HaMelech has a kos of what? 221. He knows there are bad guys out there who are going to try to one-up him with 222. So we say to David HaMelech, what? Tol uvarech, barech, 222. No. You lead the benching, David HaMelech. Says Rav Natan Geshtender, Amru Chazal Shalas Elavu, Yomer le David HaMelech, Tol uvarech, take and bench. Barech is osios rechev. Vakavana shet David HaMelech yikach rechev mitzad HaKadusha. V'yachni a rechev shal Paro. V'zeh merumas betfila, kol b'choreim haragtu v'chor chayitzol ga'alta. That's why there's a battle of Bechor. There's a big battle of Bechor that's going on. the night that Yaakov got the brachos was when? The night that Yaakov emerged as the Bechor was Leil Pesach. So the root of this whole thing is rooted in the fight over the Bechor. Right? So there's the Bechor of Paro, there's the Bechor of Klal Yisrael, there's the Rech of Paro, there's the Bracha of David HaMelech Tol Uvarech. Again, like Amar Psachim Kufiotes, the Hainu Osios Bechor, who Rechav Shal Paro Harakta, Shinizbalu, Uvachorcha Yisrael, which is the Rechav of Kedusha Ga'alta. But if you look even more carefully at the Gemara Pesach, what does it say? Tol Uvarech. Tol Uvarech. There's that Vav. There's the Sheish Meos Rechash. It's Mama Sheish Meos Rechash. It's like Rai Rubenstein Torah. Yeah, take the Vav from 222. Except it's the Arizal. Explained by Rav Gashem.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same Shorash. Okay? Good? And then whatever, what was the end of the story? Markavos Paro, Yaravayam. Right? In the end, Paro lost one, and he was only 215, and we upped Paro 216 over 215. Okay? Just go to the last paragraph that's bracketed off. Vihine Kosav Rashi, you see? Vihine Kosav Rashi, those last little couple lines. Rashi says in Parshas Beshalach over here, the Bein HaMitzrim Shenitru Bayamsof Hayuksherim Beinonim Rishon. There were different types of Mitzrim, depending on how badly they treated the Jews. Some Mitzrim were, so to speak, by their standards, Ksherim. Some were Beinonim. Some were Rishon. Again, once again, Rashi Tevos Ksherim Beinonim Rishon is again Bechor, it's Rechev, it's Barech, it's all the same thing. Okay, so this is really the battle for the Bechora, which really again goes back to the moment of divide between Yaakov and Esav, and that's why I spoke to the post Pesach guys this morning about. If you want to hear more about that, you can listen to it on oyutorah.org. Okay, so now we conclude with one more amazing teaching from one more amazing sefer. One more amazing sefer. There's a sefer called the Yad David. Who's the Yad David? Rav David Oppenheim. Who's Rav David Oppenheim? One of the most interesting people ever. Rav David Oppenheim was the chief rabbi of Prague. Rav David Oppenheim wrote a sefer, I have it at home. I don't have the Yad David though. He has the Shilas and Tshuvas Nisha al David. And he actually talks about in the Nisha al David, he talks about Kosi Ravai. He has a tshuva where he talks about David's cup of 221, which I'm just remembering now and I have to see. He doesn't talk about that at all here. Okay, I have to look something up tonight. Okay, good. Nishal David. He was a major, 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 major svarim collector. And his svarim collection ended up in the Oxford Library. He had a master list of like all the svarim that had been printed ever like in Jewish history. And he owned almost all of them. He was a major, major collector. He had a very unique svarim collection. And you can see right away, from what he's going to show us here in one little piece, in one of his svarim on Chumash, he wrote about 20 svarim in Halacha and Agada, he wrote Shas and Chuvos. He was a big, big gon, super creative in the way that he thinks, as you'll see in 2 seconds. Okay, and he passed away in the 1736. Okay, so look what he writes. We'll start in the bottom left-hand paragraph. He's talking about the Pesukim in Parshas Emor, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Vehu ben Ish Mitzri, right? And there's a fight in the Machana, and he starts cursing. Yeah? Shalom is Bas Divri Lamate Dan, her son, a Jewish mother, an Egyptian father. This was the woman who was raped in Mitzrayim, who was taken advantage of. Fine. The Megadif. Okay. But it all revolves around, if you remember what the discussion was, what was he so upset about? He couldn't accept the fact that what? That the Lechem upon him would stay fresh from week to week. He couldn't accept that. Alright, Rav Wolfson has a major Torah about that. What was it that he was so bent out of shape about? What's his inyum with the lechel upon him that he's cursing, he's saying these, and he gets himself in so much trouble. Right? Shevet Don, Shlomis Bas Diri, Lamate Don, Purim, Hanukkah, Ifis the Mashicha. Okay, good. So take a look. Dineba Ames Amru Lidas Hashas. So he says, if you look in the Gemara in Chagig and Menachos, Amr Bishu ben Levi, Nes Gadol Nasab Lechem upon him. What was the miracle of the lechem upon him? Kisiduro kach siluko. That the same way that it went on to the shulchan was the same way that it came off of the shulchan. It went on hot and it came off hot. Pasuk says that when David is running away from Shaul in Shmuel Aleph, and he comes to Nov, Ira Kohanim, and he's hungry, And they give him from the lechem upon him. The pasuk says, "They happens to be they were changing the bread at that time." Lasum lechem chom, to remove hot bread. Biyom hilacho. Sorry, to place lasum, to place hot bread as they were taking off bread. Which Chazal darshan, just like they put on hot, they were taking off hot. The lechem upon him miraculously stayed hot the entire time it was on. How long was it on? How many days did the lechem upon him stay on? So the Megadif was wrong. What was the Megadif's problem? Like Megadif said, who serves a king such old bread? So he said to the Megadif, it's not old bread, it stayed fresh. He said, craziness, you guys, what are you talking about? It stays fresh. How can it stay fresh for 9 days? How can it stay fresh for 9 days? 9 days? How can it stay fresh for 9 days? No, it is 9 days. He can't count. Val tetam elze shenes hayeshachom hayem mishtamer bo tisha yamim. Yeah, how do you get 9 days? No, how do you get the 9 days? When do they put it on? When do they take it off?
Wednesday.
When do they bake it? When do they bake it?
Friday. Which one Wednesday from?
Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. From one Erev Shabbos to the following Shabbos. Right? Baked on Erev Shabbos, removes last week's, replace, and take off a week later. So you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. 9 days.
They remove it.
From the time they baked it till the time it was removed. From the time they baked it and put it on and took it off a week later, it was 9 days. Okay? How many hours are in 9 days? It says with David Oppenheim, Shaharei Reish Yud Vav Shaos. 216 hours the bread stayed fresh. 24 times 9. Yes? Works? Kimatzinu Dugma Lezeh Shahayu Yisrael B'Mitzrayim Reish Yud Vav Shana. Remember I told you earlier this week, I said, how long were the Jews in Mitzrayim? 430 years. 410 years. That's right, 400 years. 210 years. Yeah? 86 years. The Iker Shevet was 86 years. 232 years. 210 plus 22 of Yosef. Now we have another new number. 216. Golas Mitzrayim was 216 years. 216 years? What's the Cheshvan? What's 216 years? Ki agol is hischil das pirkei der b'liezer mishnoldu menashe v'afrayim. If you count from the time, right, that there's a Jew whose life begins in Mitzrayim, it's Ephraim Menashe. 216 years. U'miosas man ha'ireish yud vav shanim. U'matzinu shekol ma'isa mishkan hayu lahaz kir neshul yisiyas Mitzrayim. The Mishkan comes to what? The Mishkan comes to show that there's Hashoras Hashchin amongst Klal Yisrael, the same way that we were so deeply immersed in Mitzrayim. Goy, be care of Goy, we have to be plucked out of them, like an Ubar Miyarech Imo. Right? They have like a Ubar, which is attached to his mother. We have to be pulled out of Mitzrayim. It was hard to get us out of Mitzrayim. So now, V'shachanti B'socham. Hashem says, I'm going to dwell inside you, it's going to be hard to get me out of you. That's good. That's a tikkun. So the Mishkan, everything about the Mishkan, is so to speak, correcting and reminding us of the positive side of the negativity of Mitzrayim. So therefore, just like Mitzrayim was 216 years, the bread of the Mishkan stayed fresh for 216 hours. V'zeh l'umazeh osel lukim. Turn to the last page. He says, you want to see more about this? Look in one of my other svarim. Ibra matzinu deos chalukos shegalas Mitzrayim hayu yamav ketzuvim tof lamit shanim. But hold on a second, you'll tell me how long is that galus? 430 years. Right? Isn't the galus 430 years? No? 430 years. Uledeya shahaya rak resh yud vav shanim. Lo hayu sham kiyam chatzi mizman hanitzkaleel. And if you hold 16 years, yeah? So that means what? It's about half of 430. Hema resh tes vav uvishnas resh yud vav yatsu. They got out in year 216. So there's 215 years of suffering and they left in the year 216. So 216 is the year of Gula. 216th year is when they had Geula, and that's why at the Yam, Vayisa, Vayav, Vayav, these 216 letters are going to split the sea and make miracles for us. And yet Paro understands this, and Paro says, hold on, I'm going to bring my Sheish Meos Rechev, I'm going to bring my 216, and I'm going to fight back. So now he says, I'll reveal to you another secret. Are you allowed to marry a Mitzri?
Yes.
After three generations. Why after three generations? Moshe Rabbeinu sent away Tzipporah. When Yisro hears the Jews left Mitzrayim, he sent Tzipporah back to Moshe. V'kan haben Shoel. And here, a thinking Jew asked the question, why did Moshe get rid of his wife? And why did Yisro say, oh, now it's time to send Tzipporah back? Mazu Prisha, Mazu Drisha. What's going on here? And look at my other sefer, Ir David, in the section called Beis Neman, the Beis Mitzri, the Tzipora Haisa Dor Shlishi Shel Geirim Mibnei Mitzrayim. Tzipora was a third generation Mitzri. Why? The Reuel Shahaya Aviv Shel Yisro Nesgayer Umidyan haya mibnei Hagar, shahaisa mitzris, uksiv mitzrayim didor shlishi yavo b'kal Hashem. So Reuel, Yisro, Tzipporah. She's third generation Mitzri. Are you allowed to marry a third generation Mitzri? Yes, the Torah says explicitly, didor shlishi yavo b'kal Hashem, dvarim perachav gimel. But the question is why? Why after three generations are you allowed to marry a Mitzri? V'amarti tam l'shvach, I'll say a deep explanation, he says. Shloshim yodeya, because he's very poetic. He has a right to be, he's a genius. Tam lama yatzu l'klal heter mishum didur shlishi yatzu mishiva mitzrayim shahayu sham gimel doros. The reason that after three generations of Mitzri becomes mutter lavo b'kal is because the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim also for three generations. How do you cheshbon three generations? Ki mispar shanei hador hu ayin beis shanim, because a generation is made up of 72 years, like it says in the Chizkuni on the pasuk, es mispar yamecha amalei, I will fulfill your days. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says, right, if you keep the Yom Tovim, no one's going to have miscarriages and your days will be full. What's the gematria of amalei? 72 hu ayin beis shanim. Baal Turim says the same thing. Right, David HaMelech says, Yemeshenosenu Shivim Shana. The days of living are 70. Plus the year I'm born, plus the year I die, 72. So the lifespan of a person is 72. That means the lifespan of three generations is 216. Amariyata Gimel Pamim Ayin Beis is three Doros, is Reish Yud Vav. Ulidavar Zen is Kabin Baal Hagadah. Now you understand why the Hagadah says, Ilu lo gal Hashem asanu bisham, hare anu, one, uvanenu, two, uvanevanenu, three, Mishubadim l'mitzrayim, hainu l'par mitzrayim. Why not say, us and our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, why three generations? Because that's what Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim is about three generations. It's about this magical number, 216. Kimin haroi ha'il yos sham beis pamim reishit vav. Because really, we should have been there, what? 430. We should have been there two rounds of three generations. So had we not gotten that when we got out, we would have been there for anu, baneinu, vanei, baneinu, another three generations. We're supposed to be there 430. We got out in the year 216. Shu tof lamid shanim. Right? Bimelua. Chutz mishnas haknisa v'shnas ha'yisiyah. Imkain, hare anu vanenu 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 mishubadim sheim gimel doros. But we dive into Hashem. He says, and tefillah zos amechsa. So we got out halfway through. We only had to do 215 years of suffering. In year 216 we left. So now, what was our question? Why did Moshe send away his wife? You know why? You know why Moshe sent away his wife? Look. Ha'ol amizeh. The ratio of shanim heima mispar gimel doros ki dor shlishi yatsa umishum hachi al shum zeh hutar dor shlishi mitzrayim lo b'kal Hashem. We allow third generation mitzrayim because we left mitzrayim after three generations. Ve'ilu ishtoi sham od ma'at mizeh er. But if we would have stayed there longer, then what? then we would have said the amount of time it takes to be matir or mitzri is also longer. So as Moshe sees the lease, the time span on his wife is running out, again, only if they leave now, if they get out now, then what? Then she's third generation mitzri, and third generation mitzri is allowed to be married. But if they end up staying with Mitzrayim longer, then the halach and devar and parach of gimel is going to change also. Maybe you can only marry fourth generation mitzri. My wife Tzipor is only third generation mitzri. Moshe's nervous, the wife's not mutter to him. Had they been there even a little bit longer, then the fourth generation would have gone out of Mitzrayim. Tzipor is a third generation mitzris. In which case Moshe says, I'm not sure I'm allowed to be married to this woman. Lachain, last paragraph that we're going to look at tonight, Lachain, Piresh Moshe Miishto, where it's underlined, therefore Moshe separated from his wife, Shayachoshesh Dilma Yimshach Galus Mitzrayim Odzman Ma. Moshe was worried that maybe the Galus would go on for a few moments longer, in which case his wife would be usher to him. But when Yisro hears that they left Mitzrayim, Yisro sends back Tziporah. That they left in year 216, that's three generations, which means Tziporah is mutter to Moshe. So Yisro sends Moshe his wife back. Genius. Amazing, no? It's an amazing thing. Mamash, an amazing thing. I'll end with one last Arizal. How does Magid begin the mitzvah of Sipur Yisiyas Mitzrayim? Ha lach ma'anya. What's the gematria of ha lach ma'anya? 216. So now you have a new number. New number, L'chava D'yantiv. New number, L'chava D'yantiv. So if someone says to you, oh, I learned that the Jews were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years. You say, first of all, it's not sufficient. 210, 400, 430, 232, 216, 86. Baruch Hashem, a lot of good numbers. Halachman. That's the secret of Halachman, 216. Yeah. No, we should be Zoicha. Kodesh Baruch, we should redeem us. The same way we left once upon a time, we should be Zoicha to leave once again. Oh,